Shalom to all. Today's office bar mitzvah daf ayin ches, and we are starting about the sixth line at the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah: Sachas hachamar v'sakadr v'chulu. And today's office sponsor: Leilu Nishmas Mars Meirim Sar Basr Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Yechmiel Mordechai Ben Chaim. His neshama should have an aliyah. So Mishnah told us Sachas hachamar v'sakadr v'chulu. If he hired these people to do work for him and they back down in the middle, and this is something that's a dover ha'aved, it's going to get ruined if it's not taken care of right now. So Sechalein Matan, he could either hire other workers in place of these, and even though those other workers are more expensive, the first workers who backed out would have to cover that bill, or he could trick the first workers to coming back. Ask the Gemara, Ad kam sochar lehin, until how much more is he allowed to hire other workers with the first workers covering that bill? Amar Rav Nachman says, Akadei Scharon, only up until their wages, and not only more than that. However, Esi Rav Nachman, Rav Asar Rav Nachman, we have a brass that we quoted previously, Arabayim Chamishim Zuz, they could hire new workers for even 40 or 50 Zuz, which was way more than he hired the original workers for. So Amar Lehi told him, Kitanya he, what's that brass referring to? Shabasa Chavil Liyadai, literally this means a package came to his hand, meaning a whole bunch of the tools or the effects of the original workers were still by the Baal HaBayis, and that's worth money, so he's allowed to sell those and use that extra money to hire new workers. But if he doesn't have a chavila, if he doesn't have anything from the original workers, then the maximum he's allowed to hire new workers for is up until the amount he was going to pay the old workers. And on to new Mishnah. A person rented a donkey to bring it in the mountain. He had to travel through a mountain overpass to bring goods from one village to another, but instead he brought it through the Bika, through the valley, or the other way around. He had rented the donkey and he was going to bring it through the valley, but instead he brought it on the mountain. So even if in both situations he brought it 10 mil, meaning he didn't have it walk anymore one way as opposed to the other way, umesa, but it died, chayev, he's chayev to pay for that. A different situation, let's say he rented a donkey and he was going to bring it on the mountain, but instead he brought it in the bika, in the valley, so if it slipped, putter, he doesn't have to pay for it. But if it got overheated and got damaged because of that, chayev, he does have to pay for that, because this is something that will happen in a bika and it won't happen in a har. And since he brought it to the bika and he should have brought it to the har, he's chayev if it gets overheated. Let's say it was the other way around. He was supposed to bring it in the valley and he brought it to the mountain. If it slipped, he's chayiv, because that's something that could happen on the mountain. It's very steep and slippery around the mountain, and there's he's chayiv for it slipping. However, if it got overheated, he's putter, because that's not a normal damage to happen on a mountain. Now, if the reason why it got overheated on the mountain is because it had to climb all the way up the really steep slopes, so then he's chayiv for that. On to another case, a guy rented a donkey and it was hivrika, which we're going to see in the Gemara. Either means that it became partially blind, or something happened to its feet, it got some sort of infection and couldn't walk properly, or it got taken to serve the king. The king's soldiers took it, they needed to use it as a pack mule, and so this renter doesn't have a donkey anymore. The owner of the donkey could tell the renter, what's yours is in front of you. In other words, it's your tough luck and you have to deal with that. If it died or broke a bone, so it wasn't able to be used at all, then the owner does have to provide a new donkey for the renter. Now, I think we're asking in the beginning of the Mishnah, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? The Reisha doesn't differentiate between what happened. All it says is that if he was supposed to bring it in the mountain and he brought it in the valley, or vice versa, and it died, he's chayiv. And it's only in the next case of the Mishnah where we differentiate. If it slipped, then this is the din. If it got overheated, then that's the din. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Amri Debe Raviyani, the answer to the Mishnah Raviyani, Reisha Shmeis HaMachmas Avir. In the Reisha where he's chayiv in both scenarios, that's talking about it died because of the air. Damrinon Avir Dahar Katla, Damrinon Avir Debeka Katla. We're able to say in both scenarios that it's the air of the mountain or the air of the valley that killed it. Meaning the owner could tell the renter, look, you were supposed to take my donkey in the valley. It was used to the valley air. It's not used to the thin mountain air, and that's why it died, or vice versa. The owner's able to say it's used to the mountain air, and it's not used to the hot, stuffy valley air, and that's why it died. And that's why in both situations we say chayiv. Whereas in the Sefer, we're talking about that it slipped or got overheated, so then it really depends if it's in the mountain or if it's in the valley. Rabbi Yossi Barchanin Amar, he gives a different answer. We're talking about where it died because of overexertion. When he took it on top of the mountain and it was supposed to be brought in the valley, we're able to say that it overexerted itself and became totally exhausted, and that's why it died. Or if it was brought in the valley instead of on the mountain, even if it wasn't a particularly hot day, and it doesn't look like it overexerted itself and then it was really tired, the owner could still say, if you would have brought it on the mountain, there's nice, cool, crisp air over there, and it would have been very refreshed, and it wouldn't have overexerted itself. But since it never got that fresh air because it was in the bika, that's why it died. Rabbi Amar, he gives a different answer. We're talking about where it was bitten by a snake. That's why in the Reisha, it doesn't really make a difference where he brought it. It was supposed to be mountain, he brought a valley, valley, mountain. Who really cares? It was bitten by a snake, and that's why he's chayv. Rabbi Chibar Abba Amar Yechanan, he clarifies, Hamani, who's our Mishnah, Reb Meir, it's Reb Meir, the Amar who says, call him Avral Das Shal Baal Bayis, anyone who's over on what the Baal Bayis wants, the Baal Bayis said you should do this, and instead he did something else. Ein Chesvan Bez on top, Nikra Gazlin, he's called a Gazlin, and that's why he has to pay for what happened. So we try to find the source for this halacha of Rav Meir. Hey Rav Meir, which dinner of Meir is this? Elaim Rav Meir de Tseva, if you want to say it's Rav Meir of Tseva. Then now we have Mishnah says, Hanoi Sen Semel Tseva, a guy gave wool to a dyer, was by Adam to dye it red, Utsvay Shachar, and he dyed it black, Shachar Tzvay Adam, or he gave it to him to dye black, and he dyed it red. Rav Meir, Rav Meir says, Noi Sen Loid made Samurai, he has to pay him for the Tzemer, because he ruined it. Whereas Rabbi Huda says, if the benefit to the wool was more than expected, expense incurred in dyeing it, not only is hayitzia, so he has to pay for the yitzia, v'mayitzia yisrael al shavach, but if the expense was more than the benefit to the wool, not only is hashavach, he has to pay for the shavach. Or what do we see? Rav Meir holds that when he dyed it the wrong color, he has to pay for the entire thing. Clearly, see, Rav Meir holds when you don't listen to the Baal Bayis, you're considered a gazlan. However, the Gemara says, not a raya, mimai, who says that's the source of Rav Meir's din? Dil Mashani Hasso, maybe that case is different, the kind of Shinu Maisa, because he was kind it with Shinu Maisa, he did a change to it himself, and that's considered the kinyan he made on it, not just because he didn't listen to the Baal Bayis. So we have a different suggestion, El Har of Meir, the Magvas Purim, as Rav Meir of the Purim collection. The Tanya of Braisa, Magvas Purim, the Purim, that when money's collected for Purim, that has to only be used for Purim. Magvas Ha'ir, Laisa Ha'ir, and money that was collected for Anim of that city has to be used for Anim of that city. However, we're not particular in the matter. Then Anim could buy a cast with this money, shech them and eat them, and the extra meat, Yipol Kishal Tztaka, is sold, and the money goes back to Tztaka. Now, Rav Lezer says, Magvas Purim LePurim, money collected for Purim is only meant for Purim usage, and the Ani is not allowed to even buy a shoelace for his shoe, Elam Kanis, unless it tonight was made in front of the people of the city, and only then he's allowed to use it for something else. Now, here's the important line over here. These are the words of Rav Yaakov, Sha'ar Mishum Rav Meir, who quotes this in the name of Rav Meir. So what we just said was Rav Meir, from Shimon Gamliel Maker, Rav Shimon Gamliel's Makel. Once again, that a person is not allowed to change from what the Baal Bayis says. However, the Gemara tells us, Dilma Hasam Nami, maybe over there also it's different, that the Perm who the Yaiv lay, that the money was given only for Perm usage, and it wasn't given for another usage. So we don't have a right that this where Rav Meir holds in all other situations. Finally, the Gemara concludes, Elahar Rav Meir, it's from the following Rav Meir. The time you have a Brazil, Rav Shimon Elazar, Mishum Rav Meir, Rav Shimon Elazar says in Rav Meir, Hanoisin Dinner La'ani, Likach Lechaluk, if a person gives money to a poor person to buy a garment for himself, lo yikach by talis, he's not allowed to buy a talis. And talis, if he gives money for a talis, lo yikach by chaluk, he's not allowed to buy a shirt with it. Why? Because he's being over on the das of the Baal Bayis. And so this is our source for Rav Meir's halacha. Ask the Gemara of Dilm Shani Hasam, maybe that case is different, because people are going to suspect the guy who gave the money, the Amri Inchi, people are going to say, Amar Planya, that fellow said, Zavnina Le Levusha Laplani Anya, I'm going to buy a garment for that guy who's poor. Voloy Zavanlai, and he didn't end up buying the garment for him. Inamir, maybe people are going to say about him, that what did he say? Zavnina Le Glima, I'm going to buy a coat for him, Voloy Zavanlai, and he didn't buy a coat for the Ani. So maybe that's the reason why the Ani's not allowed to buy something different. Not because it's really usher for the Ani, but because it's going to look bad for the guy that gave him the money. However, the Gemara falls off of that and says, in Cain, if that's really so, listening, then what the Brisa really should say is Mipnei HaChashad, that the reason why the Ani is not allowed to buy something different is because of suspicion, that people are going to suspect the person who gave him the money. My Mipnei Shemav Ral Daitu Shabal Bayis. Why is it that the Brisa says that the Ani is not allowed to buy something different because he's being over on the Das Baal Bayis? So we know we learn from here, Mishum Deshani, who it's because he's changing, Mechal Mavral Das Baal Bayis, Nikur Gazlan, and anyone who changes what the Baal Bayis wants, he's called a Gazlan, and that's the source for Rav Meir's din. I continue to explain the mission we have Zara Sarkas Chamar Vivrika. Ask the Gemara, my Vivrika, what does Vivrika mean? What's this Vivrika of the Chamar? So Hach over here in Bavel, Tergimu, they explain, what does that mean? Nahi Risa, that something happened to its eye and it became partially blind. Now Rav Amar Rava gives a different answer. Avzakas, it's some sort of decay that happened to its legs and it's not really able to walk. Now we have a story about the concept of decay. This time we're going to be talking about moths. Ha'uda Amar Luhu, there's a person that told the whole group, Avzakas Bemulsa de Malka, moths ate the clothing of the king. I saw that there was a whole bunch of moth holes in them. So Amar Luhu, they asked him, Bemai, which clothing was it? Was it his silver clothing or gold clothing? Now we're not actually talking about silver and gold clothing. Silver clothing refers to linen garments that have this silvery shine to them, and gold clothing refers to woolen garments that are dyed red. So they asked him, was it linen or wool? Now we have two different versions of what happened. Ikadamri, some say, he told them that the linen clothing was moth eaten, because they killed him, because moths don't eat linen clothing. And Ikadamri, some say, that he said it was the golden clothing, meaning it was the wool clothing, and they left him alone. And now focusing on the next part of the mission, we said, that if this donkey that the guy rented was taken into Angaria, the king's soldiers took it to use it, so the owner could just tell him, Arishal Chalfanecha, basically it's your tough luck. And now we're going to explore this. Amar Rav, Rav says, Loi Shanu El Angari Chazeres. This is only talking about Angari Chazeres, meaning they took the donkey, but they're going to end up returning it to the renter. And so in that case, the owner of the donkey could say, look, it's your tough luck. If I had the donkey, the king's soldiers would have taken it from me, and now that you happen to have the donkey, because it's while you were renting it, it's your tough luck, you're just going to have to wait till they give it back to you, and you'll have it for a shortened amount of time. Aval Angari Shain Chazeres, but if they're going to take the donkey and not give it back to him, so the owner has to give him a brand new donkey because it's as if the donkey died. Now Shmuel Amar Shmuel says different. It doesn't make a difference whether or not the donkey is going to be given back to him. Here's where the nafkamina is. If it was taken along his way, we'll explain this in a moment. If it wasn't taken along his way, he has to give him a brand new donkey. Now what does this mean? It was taken along his way. Reuven rented a donkey from Shimon and he's going from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, and along the way a troop of soldiers overtake him. They see that he has a great donkey, they say, okay, buddy, you gotta give us that donkey to carry our stuff. And they happen to have been going to Bnei Brak as well. That's Bederech Halichasa, along the way. So in this situation, Shmuel says, the Reuven's not allowed to be Tevei another Chamar. And why is that? Because they would take a donkey that they see see along the way. And then when they bump into another person with a donkey, they would give back the first guy his donkey and take the second guy's donkey, so on and so forth. And therefore, since it's Derech HaLichasa, anyway, these soldiers are going the same direction this fellow is, therefore he just follows them and eventually he'll get his donkey back. But if it's not Derech HaLichasa, they're going in a totally opposite direction, so then he can demand a new donkey from the owner. As I ask a question, Mace, we have a brass that tells us, Hamar, a person rented a donkey, Vivrika, and this thing happened to it, Aish and Ishtatza, or it became a little bit crazy, he could tell Mary Shalchal Fanecha, that's because the donkey's still usable, even though it's partially blind or something happened to its feet or it's partially crazy, the renter could still use the donkey, maybe not to the max, but it's still usable. However, Mesa, if it died, Aish and Asangaria, or the king's soldiers took it away, Chayv Lamalei Chamar, he has to give him a brand new Chamar. So Bishleim LeRav, we understand according to Rav, Lekasha, there's no seer between our Mishnah and this Braisa. Kanban Gari Chazares, Kanban Gari Sheena Chazares. Our Mishnah is talking about Agari Chazares, where this Braisa is talking about Agari Sheena Chazares, and that's why he gets a new donkey. El Shmuel Kasha, but according to Shmuel, Braisa is a problem. El Chitim LeShmuel Namile Kasha, if you want to say that no, even for Shmuel, this Braisa is not a problem. You can say that Kanch Bederech Halichasa Nitla, Kanch Le Bederech Halichasa Nitla. Then our Mishnah is talking about it was taken Bederech Halicha, and that's why he can't demand a new Chamar, and this Braisa is talking about that it was taken Shalike Bederech Halichasa. Well, the reason why we can't say that is because of Ketani Seifa. What does the Seifa this Braisa tell us? Rav Shimon Elazar Aim, Rav Shimon Elazar says, that if it was taken b'derech halicha, then the owner could just tell the renter, it's your tough luck. But if not, then the owner has to give the renter a brand new donkey. Michlal, what do we see from here? The Tanakama, that according to Tanakama, there's no difference between derech halichasa and not derech halichasa. So Shita Tanakama is problematic with Shmuel. So Shmuel would answer you, lav mi ikr of Shimon Elazar, the kai kavasi. Don't we also have the opinion of Shimon Elazar in this braisa who holds like me? I hold like Shimon Elazar. And yes, maybe Shita Tanakama is problematic with my Shita, but I hold like Rav Shimon Elazar, so I don't have any issues. Now, Ibai Seima, we have a totally different answer. Kula Rav Shimon Elazar, we're able to say that the entire Brice is Rav Shimon Elazar, so the Brice is not problematic at all with Shmuel. And how do we understand the whole Brice like Rav Shimon Elazar? Echzuri Mechzura, really something's missing from the Brice of a Hachitani, and this is what should be taught. Hazar Chesachamar, a guy rented a donkey, Vivrika, and something happened to its eye or legs, Einishtatzor, it became a little crazy, Armelay Shel Chalfanecha, the owner could tell the renter, it's your tough luck. Mesa, if it died, Ashenasangaria, or the king's soldiers took it, Chayla Hamalan Chamar, he has to give him a brand new Chamar. When was that said? That's only if it was taken in a totally opposite direction than what the renter needed to go. But if it was taken in the same direction than the renter needed to go, so the owner could tell the renter, it's your tough luck, you just have to keep it. These are the words of Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar Aimer, because Rav Shimon Elazar says, if it was taken, it's only if not, if it was taken in an opposite direction, he has to give him a brand new Chamar. Ask Gemara, hold on one second. Umi matzas mukmas lak Rav Shimon Elazar. Could we really say that this brass of Rav Shimon Elazar? V'hakatani reisha. What does the reisha of the brass say? Haserches chamar vivrika. Aishen ishtatza. Armelay harishal chalfanecha. That if you rented a donkey and something happened to its eye or leg, or it became a little crazy, he could just tell Marishal chalfanecha, it's your tough luck, Mr. Renter. Now, if either Rav Shimon Elazar or Amar, Rav Shimon Elazar says in a different brassa, haserches chamar liker v'aleha. If a person rents a donkey to ride on it, vivrika aishen ishtatza, and something happened to its eye or legs, or it became a little crazy, chayv l'hamalei chamar. That the owner has to give him a new donkey. So our price can't be Rav Shimon Elazar. We clearly see that when Hivriko or Nishtatza happens to the donkey, the owner does have to give the renter a new one. So I'm a Rabbi Arvuna gives an answer. Lurka v'leo shani. If a guy rented a donkey specifically for the purpose of riding on it, he wasn't using it for his packages, he was using it to transport him from one place to another, that's different. And in that case, if it's not able to operate at 100% capacity because something happened to its legs, it became partially blind or became crazy, so then the owner does have to give him a new donkey. And that's not a question. And our Papa says, if you rented the donkey in order to transport glass kalim, it's just like renting a donkey in order to ride on it. The donkey has to be 100% stable, 100% normal, 100% able to see, because if not, the glass kalim might break, and therefore, if even the slightest thing happens to it, the owner would have to give the renter a brand new donkey. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.